This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I don't think that as Aaron Rodgers is doing his estimation right now of the Steelers or retirement or waiting to see what other opportunity opens up, whatever that calculation is that he's doing, that Thomas Tull said is way more complex than AI.
I don't think
that George Pickens plays into that.
Wait a minute. Go rewind that. Thomas Tull told you that the Aaron Rodgers situation is more complex
than AI? No, he didn't tell me that. No. You didn't see this?
No.
He was on, was it CNBC? He was on.
I was just going to make a joke and say, what was he on, CNBC? And then you actually said CNBC. So that's interesting.
Okay. So he was on CNBC, and he was talking about artificial intelligence. And he was asked, apparently, about the Aaron Rodgers situation. And he said, I'm here to talk about AI, and that's a more complex issue than artificial intelligence.
That's different from everything the Steelers have leaked out there about how they've told their players he's coming, and this is basically fait accompli. It's a matter of when and not if. So that is actually very revelatory that probably the most well-known Steelers minority owner would feel comfortable saying that on. Now, it wasn't on ESPN, but still, I mean,
you
someone's
going
to take those comments and run with them.
But perhaps,
not someone as you Pony.
Yes.
Perhaps it was just a joke, and I have had conversations with other minority owners who say that they are not necessarily looped into the day-to-day. So I wouldn't necessarily read too much into that other than it made me laugh.
I think it's possible that this makes the Steelers more attractive than Aaron Rodgers to Aaron Rodgers. Am I nuts? Because now he doesn't have to deal with the George Pickens headache.
No, that's exactly what I was just saying to you. That's exactly what I was saying to you when I said that I had texted a member of the staff to say that if you have both of those personalities in your meeting room, then perhaps you should ask for hazard pay. I've said this to you over and over again in all my conversations with Aaron Rodgers. He is at the point in his career where he does not have patience for people that don't bring the professionalism every single day. And he is extremely exacting in terms of what he expects, especially from young receivers. I've referred to this multiple times with you. I've had extended conversations with him about a young receiver like Garrett Wilson. I have said from the beginning that I did not believe Aaron Rodgers would have the patience for so many of the antics and so much of the approach that we have seen from George Pickens. So, Pony, you are right. I agree with you. I think not having to worry about bringing someone along like that or dealing with someone like that only makes the room more attractive.
To what extent do you think there's a chance that Pickens, with I think the best quarterback he'll have played with so far in his NFL career and definitely the best receiver he'll have ever been alongside, will actually will actually have some sort of change of heart or personality or approach and just stay on the straight and narrow for Dallas this year?
That's anybody's guess. I mean, we heard when he was drafted that, oh, Mike Tomlin will be the person who will get him to want to be accountable and be all in.
This is not
Aditi,
this is not a commentary on you at all, because I think you've called it like it is way more often than not when it comes to these things with Mike. When will the, like, when do you think at large with the media, not just in Pittsburgh, not in this fishbowl, the Mike Tomlin gets the most out of these guys narrative will end? Because he definitely didn't get the most out of George. He might have with AB, but he absolutely did not get the best and most out of George Pickens.
You know, I will say this, and remember, I did just say that the Steelers won this trade. So yep. I am not bashing the Steelers in any way.
I know, but this
here.
Is a separate issue here. They did win the trade, well, but that's I'm bringing up a separate point. Like, Mike doesn't always get the best out of these guys, and that should be pretty clear now. Like, that's a thing now.
So just this morning, I was talking to another AFC coach about that. He had texted me at 6:45 this morning saying that, you know, he can't believe that the Steelers got a third rounder out of this. And then we ended up having a conversation. And if you go back, I think Pony actually mentioned this a long time ago. So Pony, you correct me if I'm wrong. I think you go back to 2013 and you look at all those first round picks. There's only one, correct, that actually has gotten a second contract from the Steelers.
It's going back to 17. Yeah. Yeah, he's the only one in the last decade who's gotten a second contract from the Steelers.
From the Steelers. So you think about this, Mike Tomlin is given so much credit for growing and developing his own players. But if you can only get one guy to get a second contract, to a second contract, to want to give him a second contract, what does that say? I don't know. I think, but, you know, I was having this, I bring this up because I was talking to the same AFC coach about this, and he was like, well, be careful. You better not ever question the best organization in the National Football League.
You know, you said, and I agree, that they won the trade, but the other issue here that I think Chris is speaking to is, why do they keep seeking out these kind of troubled wide receivers? They have to trade Antonio Brown. They have to trade Martavis Bryant. They have to trade Chase Claypool. They have to trade Deontay. They have to trade George Pickens. I think fans here were ready for the Juju thing to be done. It's like a guy that has a type, and he keeps going back to that type, even though his relationships with those women keep failing. So why do they keep doing that, Aditi? What's your theory on that?
Is he going to that type, or is he helping enable that type?
Yes.
I know that there are former players that will tell you that Mike Tomlin certainly had a role in the way that certain players got away with certain things. It's just like a child. You're going to push and you're going to push and you'll see what you'll get away with until you can't get away with it.
Oh, I got that issue right now. Stella will not go to sleep. She needs to be pet. She needs to hold a hand. She sometimes makes up that she needs a diaper change when it's not true. I'm at wit's
end. Well, you have
to
decide who's in charge. Is the head coach in charge? Is the parent in charge? Or is the child, is the player in charge?
Yeah. Right now she is. The ball's in her court, essentially.
Stella Pickens.
Yeah.
That's what you call an Amanda to be the heavy. If you
it's the opposite in my house, Aditi. My kids often say, my older son says, Dad, I just hope you go to work forever.
Well, didn't he also say he wanted you to go to jail?
Yeah, he's called me jail dad before many times. Like, as in, I want you to be in jail because I'm so mad
Aditi,
at you.
Aditi, do your kids sleep through the night? No problem? No issues whatsoever?
I mean, they're 9 and 5, so yes. There's a random nightmare, or there's a random,
yeah,
Mommy, I need to use the bathroom, and will you come with me? That's from the little one, not the 9-year-old.
Yeah, she's made up imaginary friends who she says are like messing with her. She's
are they all the
part.
Names of like obscure 1980s pitchers like
no,
Bob Welch?
One's name is Frankenfurt, and I have no idea.
Frankenfurt?
I have no idea.
Your daughter's not even 2, and she's coming up with 3-syllable names?
I have no idea where she would. Amanda recorded it from the monitor in there the other night. It's actually kind of spooky and scary that she would come
so
up with that.
So she's talking to herself about Frankenfurt?
Yes.
Pony would much rather she be
more
talking
spooky than George Pickens being in the wide receiver room.
I actually feel like more spooky. Yeah. I think Pony would be much more comfortable if her imaginary friends were named like Bill Polian or whoever.
All right.
This is not Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Well, how about that?
We got another ball of wax, Aditi. We got to take a break because we're going to go down a rabbit hole if we
Thank you,
Aditi.
We'll talk again soon. You're the best.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
For having me, guys.
You know, we just wanted to kind of minimize his reps in an effort to get more productivity. You know, we just trying to rep manage in terms of the totality of the big picture. He wasn't less of a focal point in terms of our intentions of what we wanted to do offensively, but we did want to cut his reps a little bit in an effort to get higher quality play just in general.
Liar Liar 2, starring Mike Tomlin, ready to hit.
First one was a good movie.
Theaters around Pittsburgh this summer.
Does that make the Mike Tomlin Mount Rushmore of horse crap lies and excuses?
The game where Pickens got benched, but he said it was load management.
What else would be on the Mount Rushmore of Tomlin fibs?
Not knowing about Tomlin about Pickens being late for a game against Kansas City.
Or just saying that was a long time ago. Yeah, that wasn't even a fib so much as the least artful dodge since he was on the sideline for Jacoby Jones's return.
Segment brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. Fan Beer of the Month is General Braddock's Brew Gentleman, and the Charity of the Month is Irreverent Warriors. We, of course, are reacting to the biggest story in sports today, and that is the George Pickens trade to the Dallas Cowboys. Mike Florio is going to come on in 15 minutes. He wrote today, with Pittsburgh now needing a number two receiver, and Aaron Rodgers likely on the way, Alan Lazard is in play to be traded from the Jets to the Steelers. Now, Lazard took to social media after that report came out and posted the Leonardo DiCaprio Wolf of Wall Street, I'm not going anywhere video. So we'll see what it all means in the end. We know Aaron likes playing with his buddies, and teams have a tendency to suck up to Aaron Rodgers, even though he can't play football that well anymore. NFL or former NFL scout Matt Williamson threw out some names for guys who could replace
Pickens?
George Pickens on the roster. Yes, I'm just looking at this list, and I had to pause because I needed to make sure some of these names were actually from him and not from a hacked account.
Oh, that good, huh?
DJ Moore, Michael Pittman Jr., Brandon Ayuk, Tyreek Hill.
Heard the Ayuk thing is already at the goal line.
Christian Kirk.
Knocking on the door.
I think Matt does a really good job. DJ Moore is the number one receiver in Chicago. They've got Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. They ain't trading their number one receiver. Same goes for Indianapolis with Pittman. They're trying to figure out their quarterback situation there.
What if they want to let... Moore does not really like Williams. He wanted Fields to be there. What if they want Adunze to take over as the true one?
But then they're down to the same problem the Steelers have. They only have one wide receiver.
They just draft... what tight end did they draft? They drafted Loveland.
Yeah, they drafted Loveland.
I like that he wrote Packers wide receiver in there. Just a Packers wide receiver.
I think Tyreek Hill is actually for a team that would be willing to cough up a good draft pick and pay his salary a realistic thing.
But yeah, he seems guy to have around.
I don't want the Steelers to do that. They're not close enough to winning, and what they would have to pay him, what they would have to give up would not be worth it for me. Guy's in his 30s now. Christian Kirk got traded to Houston. I don't think Houston's trading him now after they found out Tank Dell's already out for the year. As far as free agents go, you've got Amari Cooper, and Keenan Allen seem to be the two big names. I like Allen. I'm going to keep banging the drum for him. I don't think he's going to cost a lot. I don't think his game is one where like he ages out the same as others, because he's never been a speed guy. He's always been a technician. And I think he actually complements Metcalf well.
What about Amari Cooper?
I thought Cooper fell off planet Earth last year. I was at that
Bills. Which is interesting because he's also never been a speed guy. He's always been a technician.
Yeah, I was at that Bills-Ravens game. He was barely involved.
And he's 3 years younger than Keenan Allen. Not to say that every player ages at the same rate.
He just went to Buffalo, and you would think they need receivers, and here's Josh Allen, and he disappeared. Now, Gabe Davis, speaking of ex-Bills, got cut today by the Jaguars.
I think he sucks.
He was awful last year. He seems like he was absolutely a Josh Allen creation.
He's made a career off of one game.
The Kansas City game.
Four tutties.
You're a tutties guy, huh?
I like to throw tutties in there once in a while. Got to be very careful about how you say that, though.
Here is Marty in New Jersey on the George Pickens trade. My bad. Hello, Marty.
Hey, doing, guys? Good riddance to that Pickens. When they got Metcalf, he was going to be the number one.
The writing was on the wall from that day.
He was gone. There was no way they were going to put up these shenanigans, and the Rooneys weren't going to pay him either. So I'm surprised it didn't happen during the draft. But you know,
I think teams lowballed him, and I actually, unlike Donnie and Chris, I commend the Steelers for holding out. If I thought I could get a third round pick from Jerry Jones because he was eventually going to fold, I'll wait till after the draft to do it. The one thing you can get on them for is knowing that, why didn't they draft one? Because you could talk to yourself, even if Jones never upped his price and never met their price, you still could have talked yourself into picking a wide receiver, because the expectation is George isn't going to be on the team next year no matter what. So there's still a slot for one. But the question then becomes, all right, who's the guy? Give me the draft pick you want a wide receiver in that spot. So who's the guy you want to take off this team? You want a redo on the Derek Harmon pick? You want Golden instead? You want to take Caleb Johnson off the team?
What about take a mid-round flyer instead of Y.A. Black? You take Troy Horton.
Who's that?
He was just a down the line. Like, I don't even remember where he was projected to go. Like a fifth or sixth rounder from... Why am I blanking?
But that's so late in the draft. Thank you. But that's so late in the draft. Like, that guy, when you trade George Pickens, then gets moved up to wide receiver. He's now wide receiver two as a day three pick?
No, it was more like a guy that you were taking for a traits situation because you thought maybe like, he was like a diamond in the rough. He's a big dude, too, is the main reason, 6'3".
When I hear people say if they knew or thought they were going to do this and they couldn't get a good pick in this draft, so they should have drafted a wide receiver to replace George. We're talking about, either the first-round pick Harmon or the third-round pick. Those are the guys that can contribute right away.
Well, would you then, who would have been around at pick 83 because they didn't have to take Caleb Johnson? They were good running back. They could have get your boy Tootin out there.
Yeah, Virginia Tech, although he went early in the fourth round.
I know, but they still could have gotten your boy, as Kornheiser would say, your boy Tootin.
Donnie brought up a good one. You know, benefit of hindsight, I think it makes sense to take Golden over Harmon. But
I'm just not a Golden believer, and I might be the only one.
No, I think there certainly were people that were skeptical of him. He didn't put up monster numbers, although he was amazing against Georgia in the SEC championship game, and ran a 4.2 40. Yes,
doesn't play that fast though. I think Torrey Horton, by the way, wore 14 at Colorado State, so you'd have had the symmetry just perfect there.
Here is James in Pittsburgh on this monster deal. Hello, James.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Thanks for taking the call.
Yep.
I just listened to the part on Aditi, and I couldn't disagree with her anymore. I think this trade is horrid for the Steelers. Reason being, you have to realize Pickens was going to get signed in free agency by somebody. Right now, projections 25, 30 million based on what's out there right now. That results in a third round compensatory pick. So they just basically got the same thing they would have got if they just would have held on to him for a year. And they would have had him play for us for a year. Right? I understand he's a problem, no doubt about it. But
not necessarily.
What, Pickens isn't a problem?
No, he is a problem, but not necessarily on the compensatory pick.
Yeah, that's not written in stone yet.
For a number of reasons. If the guy blows up like Deontay Johnson, he's not going to get that money.
Correct.
And if you sign a big free agent, the two cancel each other out. So there are two ways you don't get that pick.
That's a good point. Fair point. But I think he's playing for a contract and he knows that. I mean, even as much of a bonehead as he is.
I mean,
how do you reconcile that? If he's a problem, but then you believe he's going to get on the straight and narrow, I mean, those two things can't coexist at the same time. Is he a problem or is he not?
He's been there for 3 years and he's still produced, guys. You know, I mean,
he checked out a lot though when he didn't. No one could possibly.
He didn't produce like a number one wide receiver last year.
He's a wide receiver too, and that's how he's going to be slotted on a team with a true top five guy. We'll see. Like, the best part for you is going to be this. You're going to get to find out whether you're right or not if you're like the caller right there and you actually believe Pickens in a contract year is going to show up, because he will get the ball. He will get targets where CeeDee Lamb's getting doubled, and he does have a better quarterback than he ever had here. Like, there's your situation. Like, if the table's set for him, we'll see if he actually wants to sit down and eat.
Fan Outlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Time for our weekly chat with Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio, and he is sponsored by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich and Geist. Mike, George Pickens gone, and you really got things going here by speculating that the Steelers might replace him with a friend of Aaron Rodgers.
Well, and it's not just speculation. I'm told Aaron Rodgers, former teammate twice with the Packers and the Jets, Alan Lazard, is in play for the Steelers. And it makes sense. The Steelers have needs now with George Pickens out. Not a shock that George Pickens is out. I looked back and all of the various signs that we've seen, going back to the Thursday night game against the Titans in November of 2023, when he was clearly upset. Mike Tomlin said, "This is a pebble in my shoe." And I guess he meant to downplay it, but if you ever had a pebble in your shoe, that's a pain in the ass. And I'm surprised the pebble stayed in his shoe as long as it did.
Mike, why do you think this trade happened now and not during the draft?
That's a great question, because why would you not want to get a draft pick now to get a player now who's going to help make you better, whether it's receiver or somewhere else? I think it comes down to the simple fact that the Cowboys were the only team that was hot on the trail to trade for George Pickens. And whatever the Steelers wanted, it wasn't enough to get it done during the draft. So it happens after the draft. And to the extent this is one of the trades Jerry Jones was talking about 2 weeks ago, when he said the Cowboys are working on two substantive trades, it could happen before or after the draft. I mean, he was right. It happened after the draft. A lot of times that had closed the window on it. But I think it's a combination of the Steelers knowing it still needed to happen, and there wasn't anybody else that was in a position to make a better offer to the Steelers than the Cowboys did.
Mike, why is Alan Lazard in play for the Steelers?
Well, Aaron Rodgers needs players around him that he knows, and more importantly, that he trusts. Trusts with the football. Trusts to make the catches when the ball is thrown their way. There was talk, it's been 10 years now, when Marcus Mariota was a rookie with the Titans, he went some weird number of practices without an interception in training camp. And for some reason, that was significant. And Aaron Rodgers explained at some point during that whole Marcus Mariota has yet to throw an interception in practice escapade that he wants to throw interceptions in practice. That's how he figures out the limits of where he can trust and how he can trust and how he can throw to his receivers.
Roethlisberger used to brag about doing the same thing, Mike. He was famous for bringing that stuff up. That's funny you say that about Rodgers. I didn't know that.
The whole point is it's practice, and you figure out the limits of the guys that you're throwing the football to. He knows it with Alan Lazard. He doesn't need to get up to speed with Alan Lazard. Alan Lazard steps in, and boom, they're good to go. Now, will the Steelers do it? I don't know. But Lazard reworked his contract where his pay went from $11 million down to $2.5 million this year. So it's a tradable deal. He is not the same guy when Aaron Rodgers is not his quarterback. He was a healthy scratch at one point the year that Aaron Rodgers had the torn Achilles tendon with the Jets. I was surprised they kept him. But now that they have him, and now that the contract is tradable, that's a possibility for the Steelers. You look at the depth chart, all due respect to the other guys, but is a big drop between DK Metcalf and everybody else.
What are the other wide receiver options that are potentially on the table for the Steelers beyond Lazard, Mike?
There's some recognizable names like Amari Cooper, the Keenan Allen, right? Or you just try to develop the guys that you have, or Randall Cobb if it is going to be the Aaron Rodgers friends and former teammates routine. And I'm kidding, but I was surprised the Jets signed Cobb 2 years ago. I thought he was done then. He didn't play at all last year. But if you're going to do something to reload the cannon here, you need to do it with someone that you know your quarterback is going to be comfortable with if and when Rodgers ends up signing. And I had somebody tell me yesterday your theory about him waiting until after the schedule comes out is on the money. He doesn't want to do it before then. And really, at some point between now and next Wednesday, the schedule is going to be locked.
Like, why is the schedule release factoring into that decision, Mike?
Well, because if the league knew with certainty that Aaron Rodgers was going to be a Steeler, there's potentially more primetime games, more short week games, more getting yanked all over the place. Look at the schedule the Jets had to start the season last year. And the league office, Mike North, the guy who's in charge of the schedule, said the Jets owe us one. They specifically loaded up the early part of the schedule with a lot of Jets games in primetime, in standalone spots, in London, two Sunday to Thursday turnarounds in the first half of the season. So let's just not give the league any reason to overload the Steelers. You know how Art Rooney feels about primetime home games. Let's not make it obvious. Let's wait. And if the league wants to schedule a bunch of primetime games, they're accepting the risk that it might be Mason Rudolph at quarterback, not Aaron Rodgers.
Mike, at what point now with Pickens in this situation having blown up enough that the Steelers were pretty obviously eager to trade him, at what point do you think the narrative maybe that gets perpetuated more in the national NFL circles that Mike Tomlin just always gets the most out of these potential character issue guys or these off-field, whether criminal or otherwise? In Pickens' case, it was just personality kind of quirks. At what point does the narrative that Mike gets the most out of them start to die a real death here, and we don't hear about that constantly when the Steelers take a guy who has character red flags?
Well, it all depends on what Pickens does. If he disappears like Chase Claypool did, doesn't have an impact in Dallas the way Claypool did in Chicago, or, you know, in any way, if Pickens reinforces this idea, I think that it will linger. Now, Pickens is the one guy where Tomlin wasn't able to keep everything under wraps. It didn't blow up for Antonio Brown and the Steelers until near the very end. With Pickens, it has been there, and Tomlin put up with it. After that game against the Bengals where he had two personal fouls, Tomlin said he needs to grow up. He needs to grow up fast. I mean, the signs had been there, and they kept going, and they kept dealing with it. And I think the challenge for the Cowboys is going to be getting George Pickens the ball enough times that he's satisfied that he's doing enough to earn a big contract either with the Cowboys or somebody else. That was one of the issues with the Steelers. How's he going to do what he needs to do to earn a big second contract if he goes from WR1 to WR2 and they're feeding the ball to DK Metcalf to justify his contract? And Jason Garrett, the former Cowboys coach, told us today on PFT Live, it all comes down to Dak Prescott. That's the key. Prescott is going to be the guy who is at the center of getting the right relationship with Pickens and keeping that thing from going sideways. And when you look at the Steelers ever since Pickens arrived, there hasn't been that quarterback that can really click with Pickens the way that I think he needed.
Mike, Steelers fans have delusions that either DJ Moore, Tyreek Hill, or believe it or not, Brandon Ayuk could be traded to the Steelers before the season starts. Do you think it's possible that any of those names could actually be pried loose?
The 49ers would love to unload Brandon Ayuk's contract. They would love to. He's got two fully guaranteed years, this year and next year, and he's coming off a torn ACL. The window for Ayuk to the Steelers was last year. DJ Moore, hey, that's an interesting thought. Hadn't thought of that before, but when you look at how the Bears are loading up and the Bears have a new coach who may not feel the same way about DJ Moore as the last regime did, that's a possibility. Tyreek Hill, look, whoever you add, you've got to add somebody who understands he's going to be second fiddle to DK Metcalf. And I don't know that Tyreek Hill is going to be willing to be second fiddle to anyone. And I think the Dolphins are going to want enough, if they even would trade him, that you'd basically be making him co-number one with Metcalf. And I don't see that happening. I think that'd be too many big personalities, especially if Aaron Rodgers and when Aaron Rodgers signs.
What about trying to acquire one of those 18 Packers wide receivers that could be up for grabs, only using a slightly larger number than his actual here?
That's an interesting thought as well. I just don't know. I don't know how Aaron Rodgers would feel about that. When they added Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs a couple of years ago, it's like, man, they really got something with both these guys. These guys are going to be the future. Both guys have real issues from a health standpoint. It's knee for Christian Watson, and he's had chronic hamstring issues in the past. And then with Doubs, you know, head injuries, and I'd have red flags there. And so whatever they do, look, you have to balance what you need and what your new quarterback wants. And it keeps coming back to Lazard for me because he's financially cheap. I don't think the Jets would want much for him. Rodgers would be happy to have him. And he fills that spot on the depth chart behind DK Metcalf.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, PFT Live. Check him out, profootballtalk.com. Thank you, Mike. We'll talk next week.
See you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.